I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Tom, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
So I guess first things first, we haven't really got to the Packers rookie camp all week because of Bucks mania running wild here while they're in the playoffs. Now that you've had a chance to kind of be up close and personal a little bit, Quay Walker, from what I've seen on Twitter, from those of you that were there, seems like he's a pretty imposing dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's an athlete. That's for sure. You know, he can run. He's got long arms. He's a decent-sized guy, a lot like Devondre Campbell. Whether he can play, we'll find out when they put the pads on, but he looks like a shorts and T-shirt all-star right now, like a lot of them. He just, you know, you can tell that he's got some serious athletic ability. And, you know, whether he can translate that or how quickly he can translate that to actually being a good football player, that's what we're all going to be waiting to see.
Tom, Leroy Butler. Now, it seemed like the head coach really liked the second first runner, Devontae
Wyatt.
It seemed like he likes him because I guess somebody asked him about it, and he had some glowing things. Sometimes coaches stay away from that for the most part, but he seemed to like him because when you guys interviewed him, he said something that really I got excited. He said he's really a pass rush guy from the inside. I was happy to hear that.
Yeah, he's definitely a three technique. He's not a nose tackle. He's a three technique and a inside pass rusher in the nickel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're going to be looking for him to do. And you know, I don't think they need him to be, dominant in the run game right away. I mean, he's going to have to play the run, especially if he's going to be a starter in the 3-4. But I think what they're probably most excited about is having a guy with his quickness off the ball to be pair with Kenny Clark and make it so that they've got some inside pass rush. And, you know, it all starts the best defenses have inside pass rush, and that's what I think probably gets LaFleur most excited.
So who would throw in the ball to Watson and Dobbs? Was it Jordan Love, Banker, or did they have somebody else up there?
None of those guys can take part in rookie minicamp.
Oh, so who was throwing to some rookies?
Danny Etling and who's the other guy? Shoot, I can't even think of the other guy. He's a tryout guy.
Oh, I got you.
Burger or something like that. So, no, you can't get much from watching them do anything out there.
Right.
I mean, it's at least all you can really tell with those guys during a mini camp is their athletic ability, their size.
Right.
How they conduct themselves, because everything they're doing is pretty simplistic. They're in shorts. There's no contact. There's not even 11 on 11, you know, so they're playing mostly on air. You see some coverage stuff. They did some one-on-one coverage stuff, which was kind of interesting. Quay Walker did really well in that, I thought, at least the one practice that I saw.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you get, you know, with Christian Watson. He's really fast off the line of scrimmage. He's much quicker than I thought he would be, but he is skinny. I mean, he's got the frame to become big. He's probably Giannis in his early career right now.
Oh, my God. He's that thin?
He probably think he can be bigger. Well, I what I'm saying is that he's not what he's going to be.
Oh, sure.
Oh, right.
Four years from now.
Okay.
Yeah, Giannis is built now.
You know, he's going to find out that when Eric Stokes sticks a hand in his chest, that it's going to be a lot harder than it was when that guy from, you know, South Dakota State was doing it. So,
good point.
You have your enthusiasm on this, but the thing you can see is that these guys have real athletic ability.
Right. That's grown man talking there, Tom.
Right.
You're right.
Bill,
he put that hand in his chest. You'll find out what bump and run.
Up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or you think you have Jair Alexander beat, you know, like you just
recovery.
Got a scrimmage of him, and then you find out he's just baiting you, and you know, all, next thing you know, he's all over you.
Right.
So those are all the things that he'll learn.
So, but he passes to get off the bus test, though. Christian Watson does.
Right. He comes off, you probably think you're probably at first. If he's the first one off the bus, you think it's a college basketball team.
Mm.
But because he's tall and really thin and wiry. But you can see the guy knows how to play the game. He's quick. His first step is really good. He's going to have to prove that he can catch every ball, though. That's going to be a real key. Drop some passes in there. And that's what the scouts worried about the most with him, was all the drops he had in college.
Let me ask you this. Is it Romeo? Is it Dubs or Dobbs?
Dubs, yeah.
Dubs. Romeo Dubs. How did he look?
I liked what he looked like. You know, he's a bigger receiver.
Okay.
He's got the frame that you look for in the NFL. Now, he's probably somewhat what Devontae Adams looked like when he first came out before he really hit the weight room.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you look at it and you go, okay, well, this guy, it won't, if being strong enough and physical enough is what is necessary, or that part will come to him faster than it will to some other guys, because he is built. So I thought he looked pretty interesting and a guy to keep an eye on. I say this again with the caveat that once those pads come on, you know, like I was telling someone this story that every year you're like, okay, the coaches are telling you about a guy who just had a great off season, you know, and then you get to training camp and they put the pads on, and he starts out with the number ones, and then within a week, he's with the number threes, you know, because it's such a different game when you put the pads on.
Yeah.
Tom, let me ask you this. Romeo, did they have him in the slot position?
They kind of worked everybody everywhere.
Okay.
That's kind of how they work their wide receivers. They try to get them to learn all the positions.
That's good.
I wonder if he'll be a return guy.
He could be. I don't remember. I was watching them do kickoff return.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember who they were using. I don't remember him on that, but it could be for punt returns. I didn't see him do punt returns, so I'm sure that they will try all those young guys.
And offensive lineman in that, I don't know how you watch that and make heads or tails of any what they're doing over there. Because when I went to see those prices, that was really tough for me to gauge. How about you?
Yeah. What I kind of look for is movement skills. Like, do guys, you know, when they run their outside zones, can they move? And are they getting beat, you know, backside, or are they, can they not reach to get to a linebacker? That's kind of the stuff I look at just from the beginning. And, you know, I think like the Zach Toms, that kid, he can move. You know, that's one thing you could see. He could really move. Sean Ryan, I'm not sure about him yet. I think I spent most of my time watching that kid from Indiana, Kobe.
He's like 6'9 or something.
Yeah, he's 6'9, 370.
Yeah.
I mean, he just like dwarfs people. You can't keep your eye off him. He may not be any good, but it's fun to look at him, you know.
Tom Silverstein, the Milwaukee Journal Sun and Green Bay Press Gazette Packers beat writer, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. I want to go back to that wide receiver room just in general right now, because Ian Rappaport from NFL Network came out yesterday on Pat McAfee's show talking about the fact that he thinks the Packers are going to be involved here and trying to get one of these veteran wide receivers that are still out there, probably on a relatively cheap deal, Julio Jones, Jarvis Landry, whoever it may be. And I heard it, and I was like, yeah, okay, kind of makes sense. But if that's the case, then essentially who's he kind of taking out? Because I kind of feel like this wide receiver room is kind of set right now.
No, not by any means. I mean, they are definitely going to add veterans before this is all over. I mean, I've been saying that for months, that even with the addition of Sammy Walker, Watkins. I'm going way back, Leroy, with Sammy Walker.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I know, right?
You are.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Sammy Walker.
I mean, they're going to add somebody. They have to. They can't go into the season with who they have now. They got to add at least one more veteran. And I think we'll see it maybe just before start of training camp, or as training camp goes on. I wouldn't be surprised if they start looking to make a deal somewhere where maybe there's a team where, you know, the rookies or young receivers are starting to emerge and they got an old guy they're okay with moving on from. So that's kind of, I think he'll be cherry picking for guys like, you know, the Devondre Campbells of the world. That's what he's going to do. They got to add more to that room.
He is Tom Silverstein. Again, follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Tom, thanks so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.